Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so some of you are confused about getting the second shot. Some of you are trying to schedule your second shot. And you're going to hear in the news that doctors are discussing and debating on whether people should even be getting a second COVID vaccine shot. So if you are confused, makes sense. I don't blame you for being confused. Somebody's calling. No, call the show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, don't be looking up. Okay, you might get some random number. That's not my cell. Please, just call the show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, people have a lot of anxiety about the second shot. I do. You know, the symptoms and the side effects are supposed to be a little worse. I haven't heard of a lot of anaphylaxis with the second shot. Yes, there was a case of somebody dying after his second shot that is being investigated in Orange County. And I understand we're really reliant on the media covering these. So if we don't hear it, we don't know if it happened or not. But, you know, why would somebody have a second shot reaction? Well, if you did start an immune response to the first shot, and let's say you are allergic to a component in the shot, then when you get the second one, your antibodies that might not have liked a certain component, like the polyethylene glycol or some of the other adjuvants that are in there, or chemicals a part of the composition of the vaccine, you could have a reaction. Fortunately, I haven't heard of anybody having a second reaction. Most people are telling me their second shot went fine without a hitch, so I'm going to go and get mine. I am expecting to be more achy. I am expecting to probably be more grumpy. You know, and I was really nauseous, too. I was really nauseous after the first one, you know. But I still ate because I'm like, I wanted to eat to get rid of the nausea. Metallic taste has also been touted as a side effect to one of the vaccines. I think we hear about that more with the Moderna vaccine. I haven't got the metallic taste yet. But, you know, these vaccines, I mean, I understand they scare a lot of people, but, you know, for what they're trying to do, It's not going to be easy. You know, this isn't going to be like, you know, taking, you know, one of your placebo birth control pills. This is something that you're going to feel, and your immune system is going to, you know, be exposed to something it's not really been exposed to. But for some reason, it's working. I credit some of the drops in some of the cases to it working. So I'm going to go from there. However, the vaccination process has included two shots, 3 weeks for the Pfizer, two shots 4 weeks apart for the Moderna. The Pfizer vaccine is only effective about 50% after the first shot. Now, I do need to stand corrected. Some of you had said you heard 80% efficacy after a shot. We are being told that with the Moderna shot, it's 80% effective. Now, if that's the case, 80% efficacy with the Moderna shot, no wonder we have experts. In fact, one of the top epidemiologists had suggested, guys, let's just do one shot. So a lot of medical experts are saying, maybe just give everybody one shot, because this doing the two shots and saving the shot, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And so as far as I'm concerned, I think if you're going to vaccinate somebody, you need to vaccinate them right. But if we're dealing with vaccines that have 80% efficacy, and we're dealing with a lot of people dying, I don't think it's a bad idea to, you know, at least start to administer. All right, we got calls coming in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Barb on the phone. Hey, Barb, how you doing?
I'm really good, doctor. Thanks for having me on. I'm just calling because I had COVID November, and I'm wondering if I should get the shot or hold off for a while.
Okay, that's great, great. So the CDC is saying that even if you've had COVID, they recommend you still getting the shot. They don't want you to get the shot while you're having active COVID. But did you have antibody treatment, or were you did you convalesce at home?
I just convalesced at home.
Good. How was it, by the way? Was it severe? How was your course, Barb?
The no taste and smell, and I had a pretty bad headache. And I'm a little tired. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, thank God. Thank God that it was mild. So they're recommending that even if you've had COVID to get the vaccine because people can get COVID twice. People can be exposed to the new variant, and they believe that their current vaccines do provide some protection even to the newer variants. So, yes, you will not be refused. If you've had COVID, they will give you the vaccine. Now, some people are concerned that they might have more side effects if they had COVID. You might feel a little bit more achy, but we are assuming that a lot of the people studied had COVID at some point, and they did well. So, yes, it is being recommended that if you've had COVID, that immunity might not last that long, and to get the vaccine.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Thanks.
All right, Barb. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So back to whether you're going to get the COVID vaccine or not. If the government decides, you know what, we're just going to give one shot, I wouldn't panic. Whether you have the Pfizer vaccine at 50% coverage or the Moderna vaccine at 80% coverage, at least you got something in. It would be nice for you to get that second shot because I think you'll have, you know, much better immunity to the virus and hopefully less severe disease. But if that ends up being a government rule, from what I understand, especially in the UK and I believe the UK has already been just giving the AstraZeneca vaccine out, just one shot. They are planning on within 6 weeks at least giving people their second shot. So I believe you would be able to still get your second dose. Don't panic. If the government says, nope, you're not going to get the second dose, I wouldn't panic. At least you got some coverage. Now, some of you are actively thinking about just not getting a second dose because you fear side effects. Talk to your medical provider about that. It all depends, you know, how bad your first course was and if you're prone to anaphylaxis. But, you know, for me, I'm allergic to sulfa, and, you know, I, you know, had maybe 30-some hours of not feeling too good with the first shot. I feel confident getting the second shot. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go in. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of questions about teachers and teachers coming back. I've spoken to teachers. Some of them are not excited about coming back. Some cannot wait to see their little ones. In my neck of the woods, we have K through third grade, pre-K through third grade coming back. I've spoken to some teachers. Some of them are mixed. You know, one I was spoken to, you know, wants to see the kids. They're just very deathly afraid of COVID and wants to still stay home, bunker down. In Chicago, I believe they've been contemplating, just ordering the teachers to go back. I believe one of the school districts, I think School District 86, came up with, a new two-year contract with benefits and retirement benefits and pay. Honestly, if you've been a teacher that has been underpaid, you know, if there was ever an opportunity to get more pay and get what you deserve, it probably is now. But unfortunately, school districts are pretty cash-strapped. This is not, you know, the time when the school districts can increase their budget. So the whole school system issue is a complete mess. One for the parents, one for the students, another for the teachers, then for the school districts, and then for the governor who's trying to deal with the budget. And so what do you do if the teachers don't want to go back? Right. Some are scared. Some are really scared. Some might really just prefer, you know, being home. We're going to talk about how to go back to work after you've been able to be home for almost a year. That's hard. I've spoken to people and I love their honesty. And I want you to be honest. Right? They cannot go back, they say. They cannot go back after getting to be home. Sleeping in a little bit, not having to, you know, do all their hair and makeup, not having the rush of traffic, not worried about getting exposed. They get to be around their families. It is really hard to get back to work and do the strenuous day that you have with students, right? If you get to, you know, have work from home or any office job or any sort of industry, it's tough. You know, I've been doing telemedicine. I see a lot of patients on telemedicine today, but I got to tell you, it's a lot different than, you know, being at a clinic and then, you know, dealing with staff and dealing with, you know, you really don't have a lot of the extra stressors. You know, I've worked in places where you have some toxic people in your work environment. You don't have to see them anymore. You're not around those toxic people. You might have to see them on Zoom, but for the most part, they're not all up in your business. You're not hearing people talk about you and giggle or, you know, plan your end. It's kind of nice to work from home. I get that. And so there's been a lot of pressure on teachers to get back. President Biden wants the teachers coming back, schools opening. President Trump wants the schools reopening. The parents want the schools reopening. So how do you get the teachers to want to come back? So the vaccinations have been brought up as hopefully a tool to calm the fears of teachers and getting COVID, which I think is a proper move. The problem is you have a lot of teachers that don't want to get the vaccine. So what do we do about that, which we'll talk about. So apparently Chicago Public Schools says that the Chicago Public Schools for Chicago, they want the teachers to come back. It's unfortunately might, it's gonna, I think they were supposed to come back today. Many of them didn't want to. They made a video of dancing and things like that and, you know, trying to raise awareness for their health. So there's a chance that that school district might go on strike. I'm not sure what's happening in New York. I'm sure California is gonna have their issues too. In California, there's been a lot of debate on getting teachers vaccinated before other demographics, like older individuals, things like that. I'm sure that's happening, pervading throughout the country. So if we want the schools open and we want our kids back in school, the main reason why the schools closed, it wasn't because we were worried about the kids and the kids' health. It's because the teachers were scared, and understandably so. And so schools closed down before, in my neck of the woods, schools closed down before we even had the lockdown. The schools closed down, kids were home, and then staff was calling going, I can't come in, I got my kids. So the shutdown happened after schools closed. So, and when I had discussed last year, if we were going to have a shutdown again in the fall, I had suggested that one way to stave off a shutdown, a whole nother shutdown, is if the kids were still learning virtually. Because what happens is when the cases were going to spike in the fall, if the teachers are like, I'm out, I can't do this, school shut down again. So in Nevada, and understandably so, and I helped support that decision, you know, the teachers weren't ready to come back. If the teachers didn't want to come back, you can't force them. If the school was going to have to be closed down in a heartbeat anyway, then maybe do the virtual if we can't come up with a hybrid. I'm for a hybrid. I think we should always have a hybrid. I think we should be able at a moment's notice, just in case Ebola comes to this country or in case a new coronavirus or a deadly flu, that we have options for kids to be able to learn from home. I don't think a child should be for months on end away from other children. I don't think it should be on the parents to teach their kids. Kids need school. But I think there should be at least a hybrid option or some sort of a fail-safe or a plan B that kids and teachers could go to. So, you know, if you have a school district where the teachers are not ready to go back, they're scared, hospitals are overwhelmed, they've been able to social distance, I get that. There's a lot of heat being thrown at the teachers. And you can't throw shade at the teachers when the whole narrative this whole time is to lock down and to not gather and to not be around multiple people and to wear your mask and social distance to not get exposed. You can't in the same breath go, but teachers need to go back, right? Or grocery store workers need to go back, or all the healthcare professionals have to go back. You can't do that. Okay, you got to be consistent. I see that all the time on Facebook. People are like, well, teachers need to go back. Teachers need to go back. And I know what they do for work. They're home. They get to be home and they get to draw a huge salary. So, you know, you need to kind of, you know, you need to sit this one out. If you're getting a nice cush paycheck, getting to sit at home and work from home, you can't sit there and demand that a teacher, right, who has family members that could be at risk or they could be at risk, go back. On the flip side, though, what do you do about individuals that, you know, are using COVID as an excuse and they just don't ever want to come back? Well, that's where vaccination comes into play. If somebody receives a vaccine and we have evidence that it helps prevent severe COVID illness, teachers should, if they're going to go back, I mean, you know, if they're promising to come back and if they will come back to work, if they're vaccinated, that should hopefully solve that problem. Now, if the teacher's worried about, well, I can still spread it if I have the vaccine, that's on then the parents. Then the parents and their kids are going to be taking that risk. But at least the teacher will hopefully be protected. We need the teachers wanting to come back. You can't run a school if you don't have teachers, custodians, admin. You can't run a school if people don't want to come back. And do they not want to come back because they're still making money at home? Is it because they prefer virtual? Or is it because they're scared of COVID? If 99% claim it's because they're scared of COVID, then give them access to the vaccine, get them vaccinated, and then hopefully by end of spring, early summer, new fall school year, they're ready to go. Now, what do you do if a teacher doesn't want the shot? Well, then there's options, you know, then maybe they will be doing the virtual. They will then be, you know, doing in the virtual classes. But, you know, the school district has its work cut out for them because if there's a bunch of people that don't want to come back, you know, and they're offered the vaccine and they still don't want to come back, then then the school district might then just have to find people that are willing to come back to work. But I agree, schools need to feel safe. Teachers need to feel safe. They need to have access to the vaccine. I don't think I would force any teacher to come back to teach without at least having access to the vaccine or PPE. Or protections in place. I don't think it's unfair. I think it's unfair to ask them to work when other people get to work from home. But if you do find yourself in a position where they're not going to raise their hand and volunteer, then I think school districts are going to have to come up with an option. Look, we promised you the vaccine before you came back. We promised you PPE. If you still don't want to come back, then you are, you know, then that's your decision. You are retiring. Or you don't want to come back. You know, I get very, very frustrated when I hear that, you know, everybody on this earth should have a right to refuse their job. Okay? We're not traffickers. Anybody that's working, right, that doesn't want that job should be able to quit. But the concept of getting benefits, that's where it starts to be, you know, that's where it starts to get kind of spicy. So, open up vaccines to teachers so they can at least get back and start teaching our kids. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. 7 people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered 5 decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. A group of GOP senators will meet with President Biden on Monday after pitching their own coronavirus relief framework. They said, "We appreciate the president's quick response to our letter, and we are pleased to accept his invitation to the White House." End quote. USA Radio News. Let's get a stimulus package update with USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott.
President Biden said Friday that his $1.9 trillion relief package would pass with or without Republican support. Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, told CNN State of the Union,
"We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at."
Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, tells ABC's This Week they will work with Republicans.
If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises, that's great.
Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday says the president's administration did not reach out to the group of Sweet 16.
But if you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together for a common solution. They did not.
Cassidy is among 10 GOP senators who have released their trimmed down plan and are calling for bipartisan negotiations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember there was a gentleman that had died in Placer County. This was last week. It was a 64-year-old healthcare worker. This isn't the one from Orange County. This is the one that was in, I believe, Northern California. And multiple state officials were investigating it to see if it was vaccine-related. And the Placer County Sheriff's Office said it was not the coronavirus vaccine. According to the sheriff's office, they said, through our investigation, we have learned more details about the individual. We have learned that not only had he recently been diagnosed with COVID, he also had underlying health issues and had been exhibiting symptoms of illness at the time the vaccine was administered. Now, authorities had said the man started complaining of side effects within 10 minutes of the vaccination. It was also previously announced that the man tested positive for coronavirus in December. They said clinical examination lab results have determined the COVID-19 vaccine has been ruled out as a contributing factor in the individual's death. We still don't know if he got Moderna or Pfizer. Now, they're still investigating Tim Zook's death, 60-year-old x-ray technician who died 4 days after receiving his second Pfizer dose. The Orange County coroner previously confirmed it was investigating Zook's death in a statement emailed to Fox News. This is being reported by Fox News. They say the additional tests and autopsy findings could take a while. With Tim Zook, he had started receiving symptoms 2.5 hours after the vaccine. And then he needed ventilatory support, his kidneys failed, and then he ended up sadly dying. So they're investigating that. And I get a lot of you have had concerns about how open and honest, right, the media is. If somebody did die from the vaccine, would you hear about it? You know, are there other motives at play? You know, will the media and will sheriff's office and will the CDC be very, you know, transparent about, you know, somebody dying from the vaccine? How I see it is, you know, I don't want to accuse anybody of being malicious, but what I see happening is if there is no way for an agency to conclude that something is 100% a vaccine's fault, they can legally and ethically say we don't feel it's the vaccine. And the reason why is it is so hard to prove. If the components to the vaccine and the vaccine, which, by the way, is new, right? And, you know, we have clinical trials that didn't show heart attacks or strokes with the vaccine. And somebody, let's say, their heart stops, right? There's no way to prove it was the vaccine. You know how you're innocent until proven guilty? Well, same thing with the vaccine. You or I may be scratching our head going, maybe something's up. Something might be up that we just don't know because we don't know all signs. But remember, they can't do that. Public officials can't say, well, we think that maybe there could be something kooky going on and our spidey sense is, they can't use spidey sense. They have to say if something's definite or not. And if it's not definite, they need to tell the public that. You know, the government is trying to vaccinate millions. And I believe the government is aware, just as medical professionals, that there will be side effects and there might be people who die from this vaccine. But because of the number of deaths with COVID, they're going to evaluate benefits and risks versus risks, and they'll go with where they think most of the benefits are. Trust me, you know, me being a physician on radio, I am very anxious about, you know, conveying to you guys how safe I feel the vaccine is. I feel the vaccine is safe, but I always put that but in there because I would feel gosh awful if anybody had an adverse event as a result of the vaccine or if somebody died from the vaccine. But I would also feel horrible if somebody said, you know what? Dr. Dahlia might not be in love with the vaccine, so I'm going to skip it, and then they get COVID and they die. So I'm going to convey to you what the public health officials say. I'm going to give you my opinion, and I'm going to walk the walk and talk the talk. So I got the vaccine. Despite everything I knew about it, despite the stories, I am more scared of COVID. And I got the vaccine. I was nauseous for about the first day. I felt a little weak. I felt a little tired. It was nothing like flu. When I get flu, I really feel bad. So, you know, when they say flu-like, it wasn't bad. I didn't get a fever, but I was very achy. I was very, very achy. But also, I think I have elements of, well, first, remember, I fell down, right, I fell down some rocks on a trail. I fell down a bunch of little steps. Don't want to call it a mountain. But, you know, so I had just, you know, a few days before. So I was already achy before I got the shot. And, you know, I do have fibromyalgia, where very rarely all my muscles get very, very tense and tight. And I feel bad for about a day or two. So, you know, it could be coincidental, or it could be that the shot kind of triggered that. So I take maybe an anti-inflammatory, or maybe take a muscle relaxant, and I move on. I still tried to exercise. I still worked. I still did whatever I needed to. You know, well, I take the muscle relaxant before you go to sleep, because that makes you really sleepy. But, you know, I did. I felt crummy, but it wasn't bad, you know. And so, I would like to see more information on why that person died. But here's the thing. People do have privacy. They are guaranteed by HIPAA privacy. You know, I'm going to make sure I, you know, share this, because I had written an article on the person dying and I was going to update people. You know, the sheriff's office says, basically, they said the Placer County Sheriff Coroner Division has provided an update in the case of the individual who passed away on January 21st, several hours after he was administered the COVID vaccine. He's a 64-year-old male employed as a healthcare worker at a facility located in Placer County. The individual began complaining of side effects within 10 minutes of vaccination, which led to our decision to inform the public of the investigation occurring, which I think is 1,000% correct, and thank you for doing that. Through our investigation, we have learned more details about the individual. We have learned that not only had he recently been diagnosed with COVID-19, he had underlying health issues and had been exhibiting symptoms of illness at the time the vaccine was administered. Clinical examination lab results have determined the COVID-19 vaccine has been ruled out as a contributing factor in the individual's death. So, as a doctor, what does that mean? Now, by the way, they also say we would like to take this moment to sincerely apologize for some of the Facebook comments made by our agency after we first informed the community of this incident. We realized how they were taken by the public, and it should not have happened. I'm not sure what comments they were talking about, but my guess is they're getting some backlash for reporting they were investigating. If they're getting any backlash on reporting a possible vaccine death, everybody better stop it right there, because I don't want agencies or public officials to be silenced. All right, I want to know what the heck is going on. And for them to apologize like this and, you know, to even spend time, you know, trying to justify why they informed us, somebody having symptoms within 10 minutes of the vaccine and dying, you bet your butt we need to know about that. Now, there's a chance that the reason why they're so sure is maybe they saw arteries clogged. Maybe the widowmaker, you know, the left anterior descending artery was pretty clogged. You know, maybe upon autopsy. And again, he has privacy. The patient has privacy. Nobody needs to know what he died of. You know, we as public want to know if he died of, you know, a COVID vaccine. But if it's not, we don't necessarily need to know exactly what it was. Was it AIDS-related disease? Was it a disseminated STD? Was it, you know, a heart attack? You know, but, you know, do I believe that the shot is 1,000,000% safe? No. I believe some people will react to it, but I think it's safe for the COVID. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. My name is spelled D-A-L-I-A-H. Yeah, so people put Delilah. Like, that's nice, but I'm not Delilah. She makes way, way, way more money than I do. All right, so remember a couple months ago I told you that COVID might cause diabetes? And everyone's like, okay, that's a boring headline. Right, can you give us something more exciting to talk about? I think that's kind of important. Right, I know you guys hate it when I talk about diabetes. And you hate it when I talk about nutrition. You know, why do people not like us talking about diabetes and nutrition? It's because they don't want to be reminded that what they're doing is not the healthiest thing. You know, people want to be told they're doing something right. So if I talk about exercise, I'm like, all right, you know, are you getting about an hour a day? You know, are you not only doing cardio, but are you doing, you know, resistance training? They're like, yeah, I'm doing that. And then they're happy and they listen. But if I start telling you, you need to eat more vegetables and fruit, and you need more potassium in your diet and magnesium in your diet, and, you know, people get kind of turned off by that. Well, but every now and then I need to kind of put that in there. I had told you guys months ago that if at all you're at risk for diabetes, okay, make sure you check in with your doctor, get some blood work done, you know, make sure you're lowering your blood sugar. We've explained diabetes many times on the show. I will again. Because it's so common, about a third of Americans are pre-diabetic. But COVID might take a person that has no association with diabetes at all and make them diabetic. So there was a study back in November that found 14.4% of hospitalized patients became diabetic or had hyperglycemia. And if there's any medical students or residents out there that need a study, you know, and you guys have had a huge population of, you know, patients, you know, once you get your IRB, you know, paperwork situated or whatever, it's pretty easy to take a look because you're checking their sugar anyway when you're doing their labs, see if their sugar went up. Now, we know infection will cause glucose to go up and your sugar to go up. But to be diabetic, that's a huge jump. Now, it doesn't shock me because viruses have been indicated in diabetes. What's diabetes? Well, it's a condition where you don't metabolize your sugar well. When you eat something, you can eat as much as you want, but it's got to get into the cells. And in order for sugar and food and nutrients to get into the cells, there has to be certain things that happen within your small intestine that helps absorb the nutrients after it gets digested in the stomach and then gets sent to where it needs to go. So if you are eating anything that has a carbohydrate in it or anything that has a sugar in it, you need insulin made by your pancreas to help open the door of the cell. It's kind of like a hallway and then the offices. The sugar comes in through the waiting room. It's in the hallway going, where do I go? You go to room two. What opens room two? Insulin. So insulin is kind of like the key to get the sugar from the hallway to the room or from the bloodstream to the cell. And for some diabetics, like type 1 diabetics, which we talked about last week, they don't have a lot of insulin. And unfortunately, they could die because they're not getting fed. The sugar just stays in their bloodstream. So we have to give them insulin. They have to give them insulin so that they have to be on insulin for life. Other sorts of diabetics, like type 2 or adult onset, even though we'll see it in kids now and teenagers, a more slower onset of diabetes is where you have insulin, but maybe it's not working that well. Maybe you have insulin, but you have a lot of insulin resistance. So you have maybe something pushing against the door, like obesity fat. Maybe you don't exercise a lot. Maybe you're eating too much sugar. Maybe you're just eating way too much sugar than you should. But insulin resistance or insulin not working that well, you know, that could happen from genetics. It could also happen because maybe a virus is interfering. Personally, I think it might be that the virus, the COVID virus, might be attacking the pancreas. Then the pancreas, the beta islet cells, aren't making the insulin to the amounts that it should, and all of a sudden people have high blood sugar. Now, according to medical experts, they believe that it could be permanent or it could be temporary, but they have to study it more. So like I said, if there's any medical students out there or residents, talk to your attending about studying that. There's a process, and if patients give you permission, you know, using the data of the blood sugars, you could see if the blood sugars went up, and you could see if it persisted. You know, see what happened in the hospital, maybe see what happened at the family doctor, the internal medicine doctor's office, have people submit their reports or whatever, and you could kind of go back and look at that. And if it looks like blood sugar levels persisted when they never were diabetic before, there could be an issue with COVID. Now, you know, to see if the virus affects the pancreas, how could they do that? Well, sometimes the pancreas could be inflamed. You might see amylase levels rise, lipase levels rise. But we aren't hearing a lot of pancreatitises, per se, inflamed pancreases. So I wonder if it's not so much the virus affects the pancreas, but it affects the receptors. And we're talking about the virus. We're not talking about the vaccine. We're talking about how COVID could possibly cause diabetes. Now, why do you care? You know, well, if you have COVID, you're screwed anyway. No, you're not screwed if you have COVID, okay? Most people with COVID live, right? Very rarely somebody dies, but we do have a lot of deaths. But, you know, when you look at the scheme of things, most people with COVID survive. Most people with COVID is mild. But if COVID causes you to become diabetic, then I'm going to say you're screwed. Diabetes is not an easy disease to have. And once you have diabetes, you have to work for life to maintain it. Sugar stayed in the bloodstream is not very healthy. It could cause blindness, causes your little blood vessels to pop because you keep wanting to drink water and fluid, obviously, because you're so hyperosmolar, all that sugar. The sugar weakens the vessels. Vessels pop. You get retinopathy. Very hard to fight infection when you're very sugary because bacteria don't want to go anywhere. They got a food source. Fungi don't want to go anywhere. They got a food source. That's why if a woman has frequent yeast infections, she probably needs to get checked for diabetes and HIV. Toenail fungus, foot fungus, they're going to be a little bit more resistant because they like the sugar. So you could have neuropathy. The nerves don't work well. So you could step on something, get a cut, not even realize it because your feet aren't as sensitive because the nerves aren't working well. Sugar, even more deadly than anything else, is so sticky that it helps clog the heart. You get plaques. You know, having high cholesterol is bad, but if you have diabetes, that's almost like tripling your cholesterol. All right? Diabetes is not anything you want to get. So we've known that long-term COVID, right, can cause a lot of issues. Cough, mental fog, weird taste, ringing in the ears. Some people have lost their hair. I mean, again, people ask, why did you get the vaccine? COVID doesn't kill everybody. It's because of that. I really don't want diabetes. I can't really say that on air that I got the COVID vaccine so I don't get diabetes because people are still kind of confused. But I'm bringing up that there is discussions on how COVID can really mess with a lot of your body functions. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see it affect blood pressure. I wouldn't be surprised if we also see how it affects your cholesterol metabolism. So for now, if you had COVID, right, and you had maybe a more severe COVID, and you're like, I am done with doctors for the next few months, can you do me a favor and still check your sugar? Even if you don't want to go into the doctor's office, see if they can order you a little machine so you can check your sugar. And if your sugar is above 100, fasting, okay, that needs to get looked at. If you eat a meal and your sugar, about an hour or two, is up in the 200s, if your non-fasting blood sugar is over 200, something's not right. If you pee and your sugar is really bubbly, right? This is bubbles. Bubbly. There could be protein in the urine. That could be a sign of kidney disease. That could also be a sign of, you know, diabetes affecting your kidneys. So just, you know, try to get yourself tested. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.